So good to see so many of you here this evening. I know my heart has been blessed already as I've sat and listened to these beautiful songs that have been rendered. I trust that your heart has been encouraged as well. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, there's a couple passages of Scripture that I want to look at, share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart. Just before we do, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for this time already that we've spent together in your presence, for the word that has already gone forth through song. And we pray now, O God, that as we open your word, that you might use it, Father, this evening to glorify your name. Pray that the Lord Jesus may be uplifted in all that is said and all that is done. And tonight, if there are those in our midst who have not yet made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, pray that some word might be spoken that will stir their hearts, and that before the service is through, they too might know the joy of the Lord by accepting him as their personal Savior. Bless your word this evening. To our hearts we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Turn with me, please, first of all, in Daniel. Daniel chapter 12. Beginning at verse 1. Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Back a little further in Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And we go back into the New Testament, the last book of the Bible, the 20th chapter, beginning at verse 11 through 15. And these are the writings of John that was revealed to him by God on the Isle of Patmos. And he writes, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the grave and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And the sum part is found in this last verse. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm sure the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Those words this evening didn't come from a manual prepared by some scholar. Those words came from God. This is God's word. Whether we want to accept it or not, it's true. It's a living word, and what you've heard tonight is going to come to pass. Every bit of it is true. God never lies. God never falters in anything that he says or does. And I want you to keep that in our thoughts tonight, because I have a question that I want to ask, and I want you to keep it in your minds throughout the rest of this service. And it is this: is my name written there? I want you to ask yourself that tonight, individually, every one of us. It's a somber thought. It's a serious question. And it's one that we need to think seriously about. And I want us to think about it tonight. Is my name written there? And I'm talking about heaven, in God's book of life. When I was a lot younger, I won't tell you how young, but I had just probably turned a teenager, and for the first time that I could remember, I was getting the opportunity to go to Florida, go into a youth camp. I sent to Nassau, as we always have to do, to get a birth certificate. Today, they're a lot easier to come by and a lot more fancier than they were in those days. I had a problem. The individual that was trying to get my birth certificate came back to me and said, "I have a birth certificate. It's got lots of information, the day you were born. It's got your parents' name. It's got where you were born. But there is one thing that is missing. You don't have a name." I didn't have a name. Those things happened a lot. They still do, but they happened a lot then. All that it said in the section where my name should have been was a son. A son. No name. My name was not written there, and because of that, I could not get a legal document. Not there. I had to go through a process of getting someone that was a lot older than I was to swear before a justice of the peace, or commissioners, as Brother Roddy is aware of in those days. Three men, they had to swear that indeed I was who I said I was, and that I was the son of who my parents' names were. But I had to go through that process, all because my name wasn't there. So you say tonight, what's in a name? I want you to know it's important. Very important what's in a name. But more so, what's important tonight is the question I've already asked you. Is your name written there? Is it there? You know, we see many books. I have never in all of my life heard about so many books that's being written. It seems that everything happens in somebody's life, whether it's good or bad, they write books. Everybody is trying to get their names on a book and get on a bestsellers list somewhere to make lots of money. We see it happening all over the place. But you know, there has been a book, and is a book, that has been prepared from way back in eternity. From way back in eternity, that book has been prepared. We've never read it. We've never seen it on the bestseller list. Moses recognized that it was there, because he asked God at one stage of his life that to forgive the sins of the children of Israel, and if not, to take his name out of the book of life. So it's there. It's in existence. We read about the book of life air in Daniel. We read some 600 years later in Revelation of this same book that has now been revealed to John on the Isle of Patmos. Beloved, tonight, don't doubt for one minute that there is not a book being kept by God in heaven. There is a book. And that book does not particularly describe lifestyles or the affairs of our lives or experiences of life. That book is not like one that perhaps we're familiar with, a Guinness Book of Record for which some man would dare to die to get their names in it. No. This is a book that each of us must be concerned about. It is the book of life. It is the book of life. And you know who's keeping the book? God. I'm so glad of that. I'm so glad that God is keeping that book. And nobody else. Because there's going to be nobody going through that book, and if they don't like that name they see there, they're going to erase it. Or they're not going to go through that book and put somebody there that shouldn't be there. Whatever God puts in that book is going to be put there because it's supposed to be there. God is keeping that book. It has no mistakes. And it has written according to the scriptures and will be written in that book the name of every person that accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Think about that. The name of every person. Thank God, when the book is opened, there won't be a son or a daughter, as I found in my case. But my name, praise God, Girth Roberts will be there. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Jesus Christ has made a difference in my life. I committed my life to Him. I've got a B.A. behind my name, and that's important. Do you have that tonight? You know, we were talking this morning in our Bible class about the important things of life, the education and all of the other things of life. I got a B.A. behind my name. You know what that means? Born again. Just like Jesus said. That's important. That's important. That's how you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. No other way. No other way. Every name is in this book. Daniel said in the 12th chapter and the first verse, "And at that time thy people shall be delivered. Every one that shall be found written in the book." You see the results of your name being written there? Daniel is speaking here of the times of the end, when God will have taken His people home, when God will have done away with all that's taking place in this world, and He's going to judge the world. And the question tonight is your name written there? Is my name written there? This book is more important than a church roll. This book is more important than a Sunday school register or any other book that may have been kept on your life, whatever it may be. Those things are important. But man keeps those things. Man keeps the church registers. But God keeps the real book. That's what we need to remember tonight. God keeps the real book. And that's why we're here tonight. And that's why I would entreat you tonight to make sure, absolutely sure, that your name is written there. Don't worry about the person sitting to the left of you. Don't worry about the person sitting to the right of you, the front of you, or the back of you. Worry about your name. Whatever your name may be, Worry about that. Be concerned about that. Because that's the name that's going to count someday. That's the name that's important. And it's important that you do it now. Don't wait for later. Don't wait for later. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Tonight, while you have the opportunity, if you know as you sit in this service tonight that your name has not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you know that tonight should you die and go out into eternity, you're not going to be found there. You're going to stand before God and the books are going to be opened and your name is not going to be there. Do it now. Not because I say so, but because God says so. He loves you. He wants to see your name in that book of life. Now is the accepted time. I read a story that Dwight Moody told of a friend that he had that was coming back from a trip in Europe. And she, along with several others, stopped over in London for a couple days rest. When they arrived at the hotel that they were planning to stay at, they walked up to the counter, the desk, and various ones asked for rooms. And the answer to them was, we have no room. We have no room. And so the group turned to walk out of the door. But this one specific lady, she didn't move. She stayed at the counter. And they called to her and they said, why aren't you coming with us? They've already said there is no room. And she said, I'm not coming. Why not? She said, because you don't understand. I made my reservations. I have a room. I made my reservations. I have a room. Have you made your reservations yet? We watched a film here in the chapel on Thursday night. And in that film, we saw where four young people tragically lost their life in a moment. And they stood before an individual, which probably personified God. We know it was not God. But they looked on a computer screen, and as they gave them their names, and they punched the information in, and it all came up. And the answer was, no reservations. Not reserved. Not reserved. Go on the left. Go on the left. Until the final one came, and his name was there. And then eventually, another friend of his that he was concerned about, who was at that moment in time talking to someone and giving their heart and life to Jesus Christ, and instantly the screen changed and said, confirmed. Confirmed. Are you confirmed tonight? Beloved, it's a serious matter. It doesn't matter how young you may be in here tonight in this service. It doesn't matter how old you may be, because the Bible says there is no respect of persons with God. Jesus died for us all. He loves us. He wants us to all be saved. But until we come to that point in our lives where we recognize that we need Him and ask Him to come into our hearts and lives, your name is not there. You need to find Jesus Christ. The young die, the middle-aged die, as well as the old. We don't know about the future. We don't know what tonight holds for any of our lives. And I know that I've been a young person myself. Many times we younger people would feel that they're not talking to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. It does. It does. Because if you die and go out into eternity without Jesus Christ, your name will not be there. A sad story. Your name will not be there. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to get our names written there. Amos 4:12 says, prepare to meet thy God. I'll be preparing to meet God. I hope so. One of the things that used to sort of help me when I was growing up as a youngster was the fact that my dad was a minister. My grandfather was a minister. And I'd be all right if something happened to me. But I found out later on in my life that I would be all wrong. Because if my dad was a minister, it didn't mean that I was one. If my mom knew the Lord, it didn't mean that I knew the Lord. If I did something good, it doesn't mean that my name is on the book in heaven. And you have got to think about this. Your name can only be there because you've accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, into your hearts and lives. And you've acknowledged Him as your Savior. And you need it there. You need it there. And I can't say it enough. I can't express it enough. You need it there. Tomorrow could be too late. You need it now. If your heart were to quit beating right now, what would your answer be? Would your name be there? You might say, well, I just went to the doctor this week and he gave me a clean bill of health and everything's fine. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. The Lord Jesus died for our sins and He wants us to give our hearts and lives to Him. He wants us to prepare. The moment we close our eyes in this life, it's too late. It's no coming back. It's no changing our minds. I'm often reminded of the story in the Bible of the rich man who had gone out into eternity and he opened his eyes and he was in torment. And he said, Father Abraham, would you send someone to tell my brothers, warn them not to come to this place? And oh, would you just let Lazarus come and bring a little bit of water, 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 and put it on the tip of my tongue? For I am tormented in these flames. His name wasn't written there. He had it all. He had it all. And I'm not trying to frighten anybody tonight into accepting Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you the facts of life. I'm just telling you the things that I've experienced in my life. Some of the most difficult service that I have ever conducted in my life. And I've conducted many over the years. Funeral services of men and women, young men, young women, that have gone out into eternity without Jesus Christ. And I often ask myself the question, with tears in my eyes, oh God, how can I preach this sermon? How can I? When you know their life, you know where they've gone, with no hope. When you can, in a moment of time, have your name registered in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's so simple. There's nothing to it. Nothing to it. We look at it like a great task that God has given to us to accept His Son as our Savior, to change our life. Do you know what the problem is? We worry too much about other people looking at us. As young people, we worry about losing our friends. We worry about what people might say because we accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Oh, tonight I pray that you will not allow this to happen in your life. Listen, they can laugh you into hell, but they can't laugh you out. They can laugh you in, but they can't laugh you out. You take a stand for Jesus Christ, and it's for all eternity. And you know that your name is written there. And that no matter what happens to your life, you're going to see Jesus Christ face to face as your Savior someday. And you're going to live with Him throughout all the countless ages of eternity. In Daniel chapter 7, we read of the judgment of God, those that will stand there before God. In Revelation chapter 20, we read of the same sequences of events. We're going to stand before God. And the scripture says that the books will be open. He didn't say that He might open them. He would consider doing it at some time or the other. But it says, and the books were open. And the sad part about it was, the sad part about it is, and I trust it will not be in your life, that the names of those who were not found written in the book was cast into the lake of fire forever. This is awesome. You just can't describe. It's not a joke, friends. It's not a joke. It's going to be a reality someday. We shouldn't take it lightly. We shouldn't just laugh it off. You shouldn't just walk out of this service tonight and say, I've heard that before and it hasn't happened yet and I don't think it will. That could be the time that it's going to happen. We need to become very serious about our lives. The lives that we live down here. Let me tell you, the life that you live down here is preparing you for where you're going when you leave it. You're being prepared for where you're going when you leave it. And if you're not living for Jesus Christ, if you haven't been born again, your name's not going to be there, and you're going to hear the words of God Himself. And I tell you something. I pray to God tonight that neither one in this building will look in His face and hear Him say, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. Your name's not there. I felt awful when I was told that I could not get a passport because I had no name. But that was irrelevant. I got it eventually. But when you stand before God and you look at Him and He says, your name is not here. Pray tell what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Nothing. The opportunities will be over. You'll never hear another gospel message in your life. You'll never have another opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Never again. Too late. That's why we try. That's why we cry. That's why we go from place to place trying to tell others what Jesus Christ can do for your life. The opportunities that we have that He gives to us now to get right with Him, to come live with Him. That's what He wants. That's why He died, because He loved us so much. And He wants us to live with Him throughout the countless ages of eternity. And He throws His arms open wide at Calvary and He says, I love you this much. I love you. I'm giving my life for you. And yet we have the audacity to laugh at Him. To laugh at those who talk about Him. To say we want nothing to do with Him. And 1 second later, we go out into eternity without Christ, without hope. Oh, beloved, tonight, let nothing, and I say nothing. I see a lot of young people in here tonight. Don't feel that if you give your life to Jesus Christ at an early age, it's going to take something from your life. No, it's going to enhance your life. It's going to change your life. It's going to make your life different from what it is now. I know. I gave my life to Jesus Christ when I was 13 years old. Been a long time ago. I wouldn't dare stand here tonight and tell you this has been an easy road. But I will tell you tonight that through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus and I've learned to trust in God. And I have the joy of the Lord in my heart that I wouldn't change for nothing. Absolutely nothing in life. There were many that grew up with me on Green Turtle Key many years ago. And I know several of them that have gone out from time into eternity without Jesus Christ. We all sat under the same gospel messages. We all had the same opportunities, but they refused. Are you refusing tonight? I beg of you. do not delay. Do not delay. Delay is dangerous. You may not have another opportunity to find Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There are many important things in life. Many important things. There are many important documents in life. Our birth certificates, our passports, our marriage certificates, and many other documents that we sign in life, and none of them are valid until they are legally signed, stamped, and recorded. And that's the way it is with our salvation. It's not valid until we've been born again. Born again, just like Jesus said, acknowledge and accept Him as our personal Savior. I have a hymn. I looked for it in your book, but I couldn't find it. I have a hymn, and I remembered most of it. And I want to share it with you as I close tonight. And I want you to listen at the words of this beautiful hymn. It's called, Is My Name Written There? Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven. I would enter the fold. In the book of thy kingdom, with its pages so fair, tell me, Jesus my Savior, is my name written there? Lord, my sins, they are many, like the sands of the sea. But thy blood, O my Savior, is sufficient for me. For thy promise is written in bright letters that glow. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. And then the final verse says, O that beautiful city, with its mansions of light, with its glorified beings in pure garments of white, where no evil thing cometh to despoil what is fair, where angels are watching. Yes. Yes. My name is written there. Praise God. Could you say that tonight? Could you sing that hymn? Could you sing that last verse? And could you close with those thoughts? Yes. My name's written there. On the page white and fair in the book of thy kingdom. Yes, my name is written there. I wouldn't dare ask you tonight to put up your hands if your name are written there. I don't believe in embarrassing anybody. But I would ask you this as I close to examine your heart. Your heart. Don't look at anybody else. It doesn't matter about anybody else. My heart, your heart, and ask ourselves that question in all sincerity tonight. Is my name written there? And I beg of you, if you're not sure, if the answer is no, please, not for my sake, but for your sake and God's sake, get your name written there. Get your name written there. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word tonight, Lord. The word that you've laid in my heart. I thank you for all of the ones that are here. You know whose names are there. We don't. Perhaps there are those here tonight who know that their names are not there. There are others perhaps that may not be sure. Lord Jesus, I pray. I pray that before they pillow their heads tonight, that somewhere in the quietness of some place, if not before they leave here, but somewhere tonight, O Father, help them to make sure, absolutely sure, that their name is written there. You said your word will not return unto you void, Father. We claim that promise tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wonder if we might be able to sing just a verse and chorus of number 231. 231, and tonight, you've heard of the Word of God. If God is speaking to your heart, I beg of you, don't leave. Meet me at the door. Talk to somebody you know that knows Jesus Christ that can help you find Him, and get your name written there before this night is through. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer for His name's sake. Number 231, first verse and the chorus. We'll stand as we sing, life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast that the die will soon be cast, the fatal line be passed, be in time. 231.